Dying bird box. I am
Shalom, I'm Billy Grimm. And perhaps you know that I was editor of publications for Kenneth E. Hagin for many years. One day he walked into my office and he said, "There's going to be an age change. I won't be here." Speaking of himself, but he indicated that I would be. And he said, "It's not going to be just like you step over a log and everything is different. God is going to start bringing things from the glory world into this world. There will be more occasion of angels and activity seen. And there will be people, many people, more people will go behind the veil into the glory world and bring back a testimony of what they saw. Some," he said, "will be near-death experiences, some will not." So right away then, that was in probably 1979, I started collecting these people, and I've known them through the years, people who have been to heaven and come back with their testimony. Known them for years. Now one of my newest collections, my newest pieces in my collection, is Dean Braxton. And Dean Braxton was dead for an hour and 45 minutes. He had an amazing experience in heaven. And he recently came by Prayer Mountain, and I interviewed him. And you're about to hear the things he shared with me and with you.
You know, I remember seeing The Passion and seeing the other movies and how they whip him and everything. But he was shredded like, you know, skin was shredded off of him.
Couldn't even recognize it.
And yeah, I found that later on in the Bible in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, the 14th and 15th verse, where it says he was unrecognizable as a human being. And I don't know why I got to see that like that. And then I saw the heart would pump and the blood would spurt out like mist.
Off of him on the cross.
I was talking to Sharon Buss about that, and she was telling me about the area where it talks about the blood. And if you study that area, it's like that. It's almost talk like it's sending droplets out. That's what it really is talking about. And I didn't know that, you know. But to see what he paid for, and maybe I saw that because it has driven me to go places and to talk to people, because I know what he paid for people on the planet. So it's really what he put inside of me. I got to go and tell them. I got to make sure they know that their sins have been forgiven and what he paid for. But it was really something to see that.
You know, you spoke about seeing the pierced hands, the yes. pierced feet. And then you said something that made me wonder because, you know, I study a lot about Rome, old Rome, mm-hmm. and how they treated mm-hmm. the Jews and all this and that. And those whips they had with the steel mm-hmm. balls in there, you know, or whatever they were, iron, whatever, to beat his back. And you said he still bore the scars.
Yes.
I was wondering if his back still bears the scars.
Yes. He still has the scars. That's hard for me to tell people because sometimes we think, oh, he's going to look this way, he's going to look that way. He's more beautiful than you could ever imagine.
Oh, you know? Sure.
He's beautiful. But we look at beautiful at skin deep. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
And beauty is deeper than skin.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
So when you see him and you see, when it says in the Bible, by his stripes you were healed,
mm-hmm.
he still bears those stripes so that it is a witness to all of heaven you're healed.
Mm-hmm.
All of heaven he sees that you're healed.
Yeah, and the kingdom of darkness.
And the kingdom of darkness. You're right.
Those stripes are there now.
Yes.
This man, this woman of mine, they're healed.
That's right. You know, and so I came to understand that in his very being, you know, it says he's in intercession for us and we say prayer. Well, his very being is interceding for us. His whole body.
His whole being just witnesses that we're healed.
That's right.
That we're born again.
That we're born again.
We're made whole.
Yes. Is that good news?
Hallelujah. You talk about it, brother. I'm telling you, that is good news. You talked about how you had nothing left of your earth holding you back.
Yes, nothing.
Nothing held you back. I had a dear brother, Halverson, the greatest man, the greatest prayer that I ever knew. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how he walked with God. And he was Norwegian, had a little accent,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, wow.
But we did a prayer meeting down in Houston, Texas, and he came back and he was weary.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his bag down, and then he went to lie down in his bed, and his body lay down, but his spirit came up.
Yeah.
And he was suddenly with a group of people, that were praising God and going up.
Yeah.
And he said they were marching into God. Used this little Norwegian accent. Mm. And he said, and then the Lord said, he looked over and he saw the warring angels. And the Lord said, go with them.
Yeah.
And he said, I work with them all the time. Yeah. And I knew them.
Yeah, that's good.
And the Lord showed him, the warring angels showed him where all the worst battles were over the earth. Well, the worst one happened to be over Jerusalem.
Okay, yeah.
But he said when he was with this people marching into God, he wanted to stay with them.
Yeah.
Because he said, for the first time ever, my body didn't hold me back.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And I could.
Yes.
So that's what happened to you.
That's
your
what
body
happened.
Didn't hold you back. You praise him, thank you, thank you, thank you, 1,000 times, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. You know, there was nothing. The true Dean, you could say, was out. There was nothing to stop me from being who God had created me to be. You know, and I was free. I think we are free, but we don't realize the freedom we really have when we overcome this flesh. You know, there's battles that we have with this flesh that when we overcome, we've experienced. But to have not the even the battles to battle the flesh, you're free.
Isn't that great? Yeah. What was the first thing? Did he say anything to you, Jesus, when you saw him?
You know, he didn't say anything.
Did he look at you?
He didn't look at me or say anything to me for a while. You know, I was praising him. I was receiving the love he had for me. I think you've heard, but his love for me was coming through his feet. You know,
yes,
his
you
toes,
said that.
His feet were everything.
His feet were loving you.
Were loving
you
me, and one of my favorite things to talk about is their feet and how they loved me.
How did they do it?
Oh, they just loved me.
What they look like?
His feet. They have the nail prints and things like that, but you're not really look at that. They look like a brassy color. You know, I said many metals, and I didn't know that. Brass was made out of many metals. They look like that, but that's like second or third or fourth down the street. What you're experiencing is the love he has for you. And it was just coming through his feet. His feet loved me, you know? And it was like, wow, I didn't know that could happen. And every portion of his body I looked at, because I did look at his knees, his thighs, I looked at all of Jesus that I could look at, and everything loved me. If all I saw, I say people, all I saw of his pinky, of his finger, it would have loved me. So everything about him was loving me. And it felt like the love was coming off of him, and it seemed like in a light, but it was coming off him, and it was just wrapping itself around me. And it felt like he was holding me like this, that close to him, you know. And I just remember thinking to myself, he loves me, you know. And by the time I would say he loves me, I didn't know this, Billy. It had grown. He loves me more. It wasn't like a flat love that just came out.
There's no cap to it.
There was no cap to it. And by the time I said he loved me, it was old news. He loved me more than that. By the time I thought in heaven, you think how fast I'm thinking, okay? It's faster than here on the planet. And yet, when I thought about it, he loved me more than that. Every moment, I literally thought about his love, and it was his entire being. You know that scripture says nothing can separate us from the love of God, and it goes through all these things, and it talks about how that love comes through Christ Jesus. That's what I was experiencing.
And you know, it says in the Bible that we must know the love of God.
Yes.
He wants us to know that love right here on earth, Dean.
He does. He does. And I experienced it here on the planet. We were doing something not too long ago, and we were praising the Lord, and I went there. I always tell when I pray, I call it going home. You know, that's what I really call it. I'm going home to be with my Father, and I'm going to talk to him, and he's going to talk to me, and we're going to communicate back and forth.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I had that experience a couple of days ago. I went home. And I had to remind myself later on, oh, yeah, I'm in with all these people. But what I'm experiencing at that time is that love. I'm experiencing that love like it's tangible, it's real, it's alive, and it's growing every moment.
Why don't you talk to that camera right there, or your camera, and tell them that God loves them.
You know, God loves you. I know he loves you. You know, he loves you so much that he sent his son on the planet to make an invitation toward you. And I like to say it this way. He has chosen you. He just wants you to choose him. I tell people all the time, you know why you were created? You were created because he just wants to be with you. Now that is love. Someone just has you made so that they can be with you. And he wants to be with you for eternity. You know, I always tell people, he has already chosen you. He just wants you to choose him. That's all.
Hallelujah.
But the love. I just hope people, because even me talking right now, I just hope people can really feel that love for them, just coming. Whether you know Jesus Christ or you don't know Jesus Christ, that you're feeling that love and that there's a healing that's taking place in your body, where it's emotional healing, you know, mental healing, our physical healing, because of the love of God that's overwhelming. Yes, right now, that's coming all over you right now in the name of Jesus, you're being healed.
Hallelujah. Write and tell us about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Send us an email.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you hear from God.
Yes.
And he gives me a little ditty, and he says it to me every once in a while. It's just a little ditty. Mm. He said, I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I care. I want you to know that I gave my life for you. I want you to know I am there.
Wow.
And that's just a little thing.
Yes.
But then I answered him back. I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I care. I want you to know that I'll live my life for you. I want you to know I'm there.
Wow.
You know, this is so personal.
It is. Yes. And you don't lose that when you get to heaven. You come to understand how personal it really is. Even though there's millions of people there, or thousands, or hundreds, or whatever you want to say, you're still, I always tell people there's no number twos in heaven. There's only number one. You're always number one to him.
You saw people there?
Oh, yeah, lots.
Now, you saw Jesus.
Yes.
Now, then did you see the people next, or the beings, or the Father, or what?
You know, I can't say I saw one right now. They were all together because they were mixed together. I saw heavenly creations, or angels, as we would call them on the planet. I saw them there. And then I saw the redeemed, people that had been on the planet, accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and had left the planet. You could hear. I say the planet, and I call it left. Some people say die. I call it, they just left the planet. That's it.
You know, Brother Dean, we're not going to be angels.
Yes, you're right.
No, we're not going to be angels. We're not going to suddenly be an angel, because we are a very unique group.
Yes, we are.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:32, do not offend anyone, the Jews, the nations, or the church. So we are in this group here, third group. Any Jew, any Gentile can believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, take him as their Lord, and then they suddenly die on the inside. The old man gets killed, dead,
that's
he's
right.
gone.
That's right.
And they're born, they're a brand new species never was before.
Yes.
Now this brand new species is going to be in heaven.
Yes.
That's our place.
That's our place.
And our place is before him.
Yes.
I know you were told in heaven, heaven is not your home.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me. I got that wrong. Yeah, flip that out. Earth is not your home.
Yeah. Earth is not my home.
No.
That's my home.
Some people think that.
Yeah.
They think that we're going to come back down here to earth. Mm-hmm. No. Now, I do believe that earth, God will make it perfected. We'll have a new heaven and a new earth.
Yes.
And in Jerusalem, the mountain of the Lord's house will rise up. And the Jews under Jesus will rule the nations, the sheep nations, Gentiles who had longevity restored in these bodies. They're going to still have babies and things. Mm-hmm. And my son used to want to be in that time. Chip, you know, Chip.
Yes.
He wanted to have a lion for a pet.
Right?
You know, play with some of those animals that they're going to play with. But not us. We are a very unique group.
Yes.
We are the body of Christ.
Yes.
And we, the redeemed you saw, and then you saw classes of angels
looking different. Right, all kinds. Yeah, yeah. I came to understand they were created for whatever purpose God wanted them to, like a warring, like your friend saw those warring angels. Well, they were created for that. Mm-hmm. Every angel has, I would say, a group of angels that are created for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. God's purposes.
To serve how God wants them to serve, you know, and so they look different. They just look different.
But now, the Father. Did you go to the Father?
I did.
How'd you get there?
I was there. You know, if you say how fast I moved, it was like I would thank it and I would be there.